Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. I'm joined again by President and CEO of the Gilmer Chamber, Jennifer Grimmer, and the new Downtown Welcome Center Manager, Catherine Weiss. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So last time was great. We had a review of how fantastic 2023 was. Also, maybe some new ideas for the chamber coming up in 2024. So continuing to focus on what's coming up this year, there's a fun event coming up soon that everybody can participate in, and the people get to decide and vote on their favorite foods in LJ during LJ Restaurant Week. So give us an idea of what LJ Restaurant Week is going to be all about. I know Jennifer and I are foodies, so I'm curious what Catherine thinks.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about this for all of our restaurants, you know, in our town and everything. Kind of brings a spotlight on them, which they deserve very well, not just the owners, but also the cooks and the bartenders and the servers. So voting will start on April 2nd and it will go through April 23rd, and they can go on the Gilmer Chamber website and it will have like the nominations and like kind of walk them through of how they can vote and what they're voting for. So make sure you do that. I believe it's also all over Facebook, so you can see everyone's tagging that post. And yeah, it's for like best burger, best pizza, best drinks, even like best date night, best international cuisine, and best breakfast. So it's very exciting to put a spotlight on our restaurants because they deserve it. They do a lot and they're through all seasons of the year. And it's just a very exciting week to dedicate to them.
Yeah. And it's grown. So our restaurant week, like Catherine said, the voting from the public won't be until April. But if you want to nominate a restaurant for any of those categories, again, burger, pizza, drink, date night, international, and breakfast. Those are the categories. There's a People's Choice Award. Only one award will be given per restaurant. Nominations are open now. So nominations are open from March 4th through March 26th. So you've got about another week and a half to nominate the restaurant of your choice in anywhere in Gilmer County for any one of those categories. So after nominations, and the nominations can be done on the Gilmer webpage. If you just Google Gilmer Chamber Restaurant Week, you should find it pretty easy. So after nominations, the top three restaurants and establishments for each category will move on to the voting. And so then one award will be given per restaurant. If a restaurant makes it to the voting round in more than one category, the restaurant owner will be asked which category they would prefer to move into the voting for. And then the voting from the public will be April 2nd to April 23rd. So you get a few weeks to do that. And the nominations form super easy. It's literally just gilmerchamber.com. It's in one of our blogs. So you can just search when you get there. And then you just put the restaurant name, the menu item, and that's it. And then it will come to us in a list. We will make sure that every restaurant is only in one category if they've been nominated multiple times. And then the celebration and the awards will be given out in May, which will be a super fun time. May 13th to 18th is when Restaurant Week actually happens. And that's the celebration. That's when the whole week will be all about food. Our chamber will be presenting the local dining establishments with their awards. We will be celebrating them. And I think so far, I mean, Catherine, you're telling me there's some bartenders in town already kind of competitive.
Oh, yes. There's a great, like, espresso martini at River Street that Miss Aubrey Miller is very known for. So there's a lot of competitiveness. Yes. Ruth has beautiful drinks too. They're great at it. I'm excited about that. Yeah, the burgers and the pizza. I need to make my way down.
So many amazing burgers. The Ruth has an amazing burger. I mean, the chili dog, you can't beat that burger.
Love the chili.
Butcher Bottle has their LJ Mushroom Swiss Burger. Yes. You've got, I mean, I could go on.
I know. The pizzas alone, I can smell just walking down the sidewalk.
I feel like we as chamber staff should have to try all of
them. I think it should be like quality control. Like, we're here for you. We're here to take one for the team.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to actually try the chili dog at the Apple Festival, and man, that was good.
Oh, I tell you what. Their cinnamon rolls. I mean, just all of it.
They did the apple.
They did that apple cinnamon concoction. That's so good.
Shut the front door. That was so
good. I showed up and they were out and I was like, no.
I took a picture of mine while I was working the Apple Fest and Jenny was like, you started something because it was early in the morning. I was one of the first people. It was like an experimental thing. And I just took a random picture of it sitting on the golf cart with me. And she like sold out.
So
fun.
We just have a lot of awesome restaurants and they all are supportive of each other too. That's what's so cool about our little town. So I'm excited about this week.
And we've recently talked to several of them. You know, we had on River Street Tavern, we had on The Roof, we had LJ's Little Italian, we had lots of them, and so they're all good. And I've yet to try all of them. That's the sad thing. I've got more of them than I need to try.
Well, Asa, as a press pass,
there we go.
Schedule your LJ day, and we will take you out to a few places or point you in the right direction. We really are spoiled. I have to admit, from being in a small town, the amount of options that we have is pretty phenomenal. And you have featured a bunch of them, and we appreciate that. But I mean, just recently, butcher shops and CC's Seafood with, like, I got an amazing red snapper last night for dinner that you couldn't usually get fresh flown in, fresh Georgia shrimp until recently. You couldn't get these cuts of meat, like at the new Oink and Moo Butcher, which is the cutest name. We have three bakeries now. Like 2 years ago, we had zero. We have Arlo's.
Sourdough bagel. Bagel Friday. Friday bagel day.
Yes. We have bagels, which we never had before.
No, I know.
LJ's Little Italian is doing an amazing job.
She's doing a great job. She's got these amazing pizza rolls. Oh, I'm telling you, like, we eat them on the weekends, and they're so good. You go in there and ask for them and she'll know.
She's awesome. So we are spoiled for choice in such a little town. Even Rue Mountain Vineyard just launched their restaurant. So they do like paninis and specialty sandwiches. Talk about food. We're good.
We're good.
Awesome. So I'm totally going to switch gears on you here. And it's not necessarily part of the chamber, but are you guys excited for the new pool opening?
Yes.
My son is. He is. I mean, if we could have a countdown calendar, that kid would. Everybody is.
Oh, I'm right there with my son. Parker's precious. We love him. And if Parker wants to be the first to jump in, I have been told by the county commissioners that I opened my mouth and said someone needed to jump in at the ribbon cutting ceremony. And they all turned to me and said, thanks for volunteering.
Yeah. So, yep, there you go.
I need to go get one of those 1920s ankle to neck long sleeve.
The stripes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Actually, I might have to get on Amazon later.
My gosh, that would be amazing. I love that idea.
I'm going to do it. So you're more than invited to join us, Asa. And May 1st, we are cutting the ribbon for the new pool for the community. Commissioners will be there. And I think even our Senator Gooch and Representative Chastain have been invited. So, let's cut a ribbon and get that pool open for summer.
Lots of great stuff coming up in May. And we'd be remiss one more time not to also mention, again, the LJ Songwriters Festival coming up in May on Memorial Day weekend.
And the Apple Blossom. So they're both Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Yeah, lots of great stuff coming on this May and just in 2024 in general in Gilmer County. And I can't wait to see what other guests we have on throughout the year.
We will have some amazing guests this year. Actually, would love to introduce you to Caroline with the Apple J Distillery, which just opened this weekend, which is really awesome. Her knowledge and history of spirits. And I mean, she's going back to the 1500s. They have like a whole little museum area in there. Walk you through all the chemistry behind making Apple J brandy and some specialty vodkas. They had a sweetgrass vodka, which is actually made from an actual grass that grows in the West. And so we'll probably have her on the podcast. Definitely some of those new restaurants, especially in the month of May when we celebrate Restaurant Week, you'll hear about even more new restaurants that have opened. And we've got new wineries that are opening. Believe it or not, there's two that have permitting that will be under construction that may open this year, maybe next year. We have got activities. You've got events like our Holiday Lights of LJ, which is going to be brand new this year, coming this Christmas. Christmas, which we would love to talk more about. The Apple Blossom Festival itself, we'll probably talk about in the next couple weeks because it's changed so much. It's actually moving to Panorama and Penland's Apple Houses, and it's expanding as well. It's going to be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day weekend. There is just, I mean, we've got more than enough to talk about in 2024. Probably talk your ear off, but it's one of our favorite things to talk about. So there's awesome. No shortage of subjects.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, guys. Well, it's good having you back on. Catherine, look forward to continue talking with you throughout the coming weeks and coming months, talking about all the fun stuff we have planned for this year. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Talk to you soon.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. Remember to check us out online by going to our website, wljaradio.com, finding the podcast tab and clicking on the Pick LJ podcast. You can hear this episode plus any previous episode that you might have missed. Check us out on some streaming services like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Podbean. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue East LJ, or 10 Broad Street in LJ.